WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Your daily dose of motivation and real talk, all served up with a side of Jackson Reed charm. Now, if you're anything like me, your relationship with food can sometimes feel more like a battlefield than a happy reunion. We've all been there, right? Mindlessly munching while scrolling through social media, or reaching for that bag of chips from Stress Hits. It happens. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving into mindful eating, not just another diet fad, but a genuine way to cultivate a healthy relationship with food, your body, and yourself. Because let's be real, friends, true well-being isn't about restriction or deprivation. It's about finding balance, joy, and nourishment in every bite. So, get ready to ditch the guilt, embrace the present moment, and unlock a whole new level of satisfaction with what you eat. Here's the deal, folks. Mindful eating is all about bringing awareness and intention to your meals. It's not just about what you eat, but also how you eat. Think about it like this. You wouldn't rush through a good book or a heartfelt conversation, would you? Treat your meals with the same respect and attention. First things first, ditch the distractions. Put down that phone, turn off the TV, and create a peaceful space for your mealtime ritual. Ever felt like you were halfway through your sandwich before realizing what you'd even tasted? Yeah, we've all been there. Mindful eating means savoring each bite, noticing the textures, aromas, and flavors as they dance on your tongue. You know that feeling when you take a big bite of something delicious and it just melts in your mouth? That's what we're going for. Next up, tune into your body. How do you feel before you eat? Are you truly hungry, or are you eating out of boredom, stress, or habit? Become a detective of your own cravings. Learn to distinguish between physical hunger and emotional hunger. This awareness can be a game changer in breaking free from those mindless snacking cycles. Now, let's talk portion control. It's not about deprivation, but about making conscious choices that nourish your body without leaving you feeling overly full or sluggish. Think of it as giving yourself permission to enjoy the things you love, but in moderation. You know, a little bit of what you fancy does you good. Remember, folks, eating is an experience, not just a necessity. So slow down, savor every bite, and truly appreciate the nourishment your body is receiving. This simple shift can have a profound impact on your overall well-being, both physically and mentally. Let me share a real-life example that might hit home for you. Imagine this. You're having lunch at your desk, buried in emails. Before you know it, you've finished your entire sandwich without even tasting it. Sound familiar? That's what I mean. We get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life and forget to truly experience the simple act of eating. Now, picture this. You take a few deep breaths, put your phone aside, and really focus on your meal. You notice the aroma of the fresh ingredients, feel the texture of the bread between your fingers, and savor each bite as you chew slowly. Suddenly, that sandwich tastes incredible. You're present in a moment, enjoying your food, and feeling more satisfied and content. See the difference? So, my friends, take a moment to reflect on your own eating habits. How can you bring more mindfulness into your meals? Can you create a peaceful space for yourself? Can you slow down and savor each bite? Remember, small changes can make a big difference. Keep in mind, mindful eating isn't about perfection. It's about progress and finding what works best for you. So be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep moving forward. And hey, if you found this episode helpful or inspiring, share it with someone who could use a little wake-up call. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's spread the love of mindful eating together. Until next time, remember, you've got this. Wake up and win.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.